Yes. Yes.
Later on, did you get metal pails?
Yes, sir. Later on we got metal pails, that's right, to put them in.
What'd you call those?
Well, we call them galvanized buckets, you know.
I see.
Yes, sir.
And you use that for water or milk? Or?
Well, we use it for water mostly. And after a while, you know, we went to getting some tin buckets, we call them, you know. Mm. Sometimes we'd get lard in them, you know, back at end, you know. Well, whosoever wouldn't have to buy some lard. But I tell you this, them buckets were even down scarce back at end, you know. Mm. Yes, sir, because the people had mostly raised their lard and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I bet they'd be valuable.
Oh, right. Yes, sir. That's right. Sure. Yes,
and,
sir.
Speaking of buckets, what did you keep the food in the kitchen that you were going to throw out to take to the hogs? What did you keep that in?
Well, it would get an old, some kind of old bucket, just any old thing, you know, the old... Sometime we'd get a whole old piece of pot or something other that was broke or something other and hold it, you know, to get in there. But you take back at in, we'd probably have some old. You see, they made these here barrels and things. First one little old keg and another something other like that. There's homemade stuff all right enough, you know. But you take some people, it wouldn't cost much, you know, to make some of these people would make this stuff, you know. Some of them was good about making this your homemade stuff then, mm-hmm. back there. Of course, you know, it wouldn't cost much, and wouldn't cost much to make it. It didn't have nothing else to do and all. Mm-hmm. And maybe that fella had something over there he wanted done. Somebody else would go there and work a day or two for him. A wooden bucket or something like that, you know, he made.
Kind of exchange.
Right, yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what did you call it?
Slop bucket, yes, sir. Bucket. Take it to the hall. Mm-hmm.
And did you mentioned a coal oil lamp. Did you have anything else to make a light at night?
Well, I'll tell you what, this pine I was talking about, we made lights with that. That's mm-hmm. what. Fact about that is the biggest thing. Now, we had little coal oil lamps. We'd say that coal oil. We'd have them coal oil lamps to eat supper by.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Sit on the table, eat supper by.
What'd you call the pine? In fact, would you describe that?
Well, I'll tell you what now, yes. Just like it was. It's timber's not like it is now. Used to go out in the forest and all out there, just anywhere, and find old trees, you know. And the limb done broke off, and it has a lot of hard in them. And a lot of them would blow down, and maybe somebody cut some trees and got some logs off of it. And them limbs and that old log is, man, just a lot of hard. And it's rich. And just raws them in it. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And you cut that, you know, oh, man, I just look like I can see them hills we've been in back in there, you know. And maybe the stump is rich, you know, and cut that stump out. He'd cut pieces about so thick, you know, and about like that. Put them in the fireplace, and man, that'll light up the house.
Really?
Really, man, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What little studying we done is by pine light. Put another little piece of pine in the fire. Mm-hmm. And that, you know about how much kind of a light it is.
Yeah. Did you ever carry... Could you carry those around?
Yes, sir. Get out, you know, and that's what, if you're going traveling at night or something other, get you a piece of pine torch. Man, you could travel with that, you know.
Really bright.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then.
I see.
Yes.
And when you, after you got through with using the pine torches, then you got to call it a lamp.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
And then how long ago was it when you got electricity?
Oh man, it ain't been very many years ago. Of course, you know some people's had it, electricity. Yes, sir.
But not out in the country?
No, sir.